this whole question of Gerhard Fertig is very interesting because I first bumped into him precisely on these points, that he denied the vicarious satisfaction of Christ, that Christ's sacrifice on the cross was an atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world, and it is a blood-bought payment for our sin. I ran across this in the late 80s while I was at the seminary, mid-80s, and at the time we all said, oh, this guy's wrong. And then suddenly he became a big guru to a lot of people, and yeah, I've just never understood the attraction. The irony of Gerhard Fertig is, as much as he bemoaned and bewailed developments in ELCA, his views on the third use of the law and sanctification are largely responsible for the mindset that, hey, as long as we all believe in Jesus Christ, one's behaviors just don't make that big a deal, and one shouldn't get all hung up about it. And that's the tragic irony of the man's life.